absolute a voice in praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out, say.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of rescue.
Clap your two hands together. The spirit of Caleb. Tell somebody by you, the spirit of Caleb.
Caleb. We have established that the character and the behavior of everyone is as a result of the spirit that he carries. The Bible says that for we have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. In other words, when you are demonstrating the characteristics of fear and bondage, it is a sign that there is a certain spirit in you. The spirit of bondage again to fear, or the spirit of fear to be in bondage. So everything that we do physically is as a result of the spirit that we have. Can I hear an amen? If you carry the right spirit, your behavior will be right. And if you carry the wrong spirit, your behavior will be wrong. And we have seen the spirits of Caleb. We said, number one, it is the spirit of faithfulness. Say faithfulness. And faithfulness means being constant. He was faithful to God. He was faithful to Moses. Bible says that God came years after and then said, for my servant Caleb, that is in chapter 14, verse 24. He says, but for my servant Caleb, he has been faithful to me. He has followed me without turning back. He has followed me. He's not like these other people. He has a different spirit, for he has followed me to the end. Because of that, he will see the land. So one of the spirits that Caleb had was the spirit of faithfulness. The Bible also says that in chapter 14, the same chapter, the verse number 4, the Bible says that when the people had complained bitterly against Moses, that you Moses, you brought us here to kill us. You should have left us in Egypt. In fact, the people went to the extent that even they started an election. Let's elect a new leader because this Moses is not competent. Let's change his government and let's go back to Egypt. The Bible says that when that happened, Moses and Aaron, his vice president, they all fell on the ground into the dust and they started weeping. Read it. Old men started weeping in front of these young people who were speaking against them. The Bible says that, and immediately when Caleb saw how the old men were being embarrassed, he said, no, I have to do something. He took over the stage and defended Moses and defended Aaron. Is that not loyalty? Is that not faithfulness? Yes. And so God says that this guy has followed me fully to the latter. May you be faithful. Oh, I said, may you be faithful. May you be faithful to God. May you be faithful to this church. May you be faithful to your pastor. May you not be like others. Can I hear an amen? Amen. Then we also saw that aside the spirit of faithfulness, he had the spirit of possibilities. The spirit of possibilities. So he was positive. He was not thinking negative. He said, Charlie, even though, you see, one thing I like about Caleb and Joshua was that they didn't say that what the people were saying was wrong. They didn't say, hey, you guys can lie. No, no, no. What the people were saying was true. There were giants there. It was not like they were making up. There were giants there. The only thing that you could see they were exaggerating was the fact that they said they were grasshoppers. Like, how can you call yourself grasshopper? That one is too much exaggeration. But what they meant to say was that the people were tall. They were taller than they were. Okay? But I like what Caleb said. He said that we are well able. Let us go. Let's rise and possess the land. For we are well able. In Numbers chapter 13 verse 30, he told them, he said that let's go at once
Let's not delay at all. Something that people say we are going to die, you say let's go at once. Let's not even think about it. See, this positive mentality. If you are going to win in this generation where there's competition everywhere, where things are not handed over to you on a silver platter, you have to contend for everything, then you have to be positive. You have to believe, you have to be positive. You have to have a positivistic mindset that it will work. It will be well. Can I hear an amen? Amen. Tell somebody, Charlie, be positive. Be positive small. Every day when you open your mouth, negative, say it. You know, you don't know what you are saying. The person knows it. Say, anytime you open your mouth, negative, kwa, hey, no ka sempa. Hey, jinya sempa. Eh? Usebe ye yama oka. Amen. Amen. It's today that you are down. Why you will not be down forever? You will rise again. Can I hear an amen? I said you will rise again. That is why God is not just the God of the mountain. He's also the God of the valley. He says that when you go through fire, I'll be with you. That means that there are places where you will feel fire. There are places you will feel water. But he says, I will be with you. They shall not overwhelm you. He said, I will deny you. He didn't say that you will not go through fire. When I'm going through fire, I'm not disappointed. I just know that God will be with me to the end. Can I hear an amen? So be positive that it shall be well. Clap your two hands for the Lord. It shall be well.
Amen. Shall be well. Then he also had the spirit of warfare. He said, even though I am 85 now, that is 45 years after the incident happened, he was farming something, a portion of the land. And they've been on the land for over 45 years. And he came to remind Joshua that you are now the new president. In the time of your predecessor, in the time of Moses, because I stood for him, he promised that he will give me this mountain and everything. I told you that the mountain is a very, very rich land, though, because you can get stones and all. You, when you are building, you can even sell the stones to people. People will come and they will be grading and getting stones and they will pay you. So a mountain is not just a land. It's a land with resources. Gold and other things are there. Bauxite, other things are there. So he says that this mountain is what Moses promised, that it will be my personal share of the whole land. So as I've now been here for 45 years, so I've not given it to me. So I'm waiting. Let me take it now. I am 85 years, but I'm still strong. Tell somebody I'm still strong. Maybe 5 years ago, Charlie, your finances were strong, but confess that from now you are going to still be strong. Can I hear an amen? Yeah, maybe you used to do a very good job and things were working and now things are some way. Still confess. Because how can someone say that I am as strong as I was 45 years ago? Is it realistic? Is it realistic? Can you be as strong as you were 45 years ago? You were 40 years when you went to spy the land. Now you are 85 years. And you are telling the belly that, Charlie, I can still go to war. I am as strong as when I was. My strength has not reduced at all. Read it. My strength has not reduced at all. I can fight these people. Just give me the go ahead to go and take that portion of the land. This is a man who had a warlike spirit. He was ready for battle. Because prophecies don't manifest by themselves. Promises of God don't happen by themselves. The fact that God said that you will become this does not mean you sit down and it will happen. At all. See, at all. You have to battle it. That's why 1 Timothy 1 verse 18 says that concerning the prophecies that have gone ahead of you, that have been spoken about you, God will do this for you, God will do that for you. They are true. But for it to come true is another story. They are true. But for it to come true is another story. They are not lies. But a lot of people heard better than you heard. But if you don't come and pray, you think I'm down with travail, you are joking. You come another year, I'll bring another. They'll come and tell you another story. And you realize that last year when they told you, you've not seen anything. Because you need to war. Say war. A good warfare. That might war a good warfare. So every prophecy is a prayer point. Tell somebody, every prophecy you get is a prayer point. They don't fulfill themselves. The fact that God has said it into Abemiri. Because there are demons that will fight it. The day they speak that you are going to travel out of the country, it is that day the devil knows where to fight. He now knows he has to forget about certain things he's fighting with you and rather
fight against this. He knows fight against that one because that's what he heard. The day he heard that a Messiah has been born, he will be a king. From that day, he started killing every child. Contention started. So, don't joke with the promises. So you have to have a warlike spirit. And that's the spirit of what? Caleb. And that's the spirit of prayer. Who would have thought that Jacob, upon all stealing the blessings of his brother, upon all the good things that were spoken over Jacob, life was not easy for him. Who works for 14 years to marry a wife? Who works? Have you worked 14 years to marry your sweetheart before? You are working for 14 years to marry one woman. Like, imagine somebody comes to me in the future and says that, maybe by that time I'm a bishop. Bishop, or archbishop, I want to marry your daughter. I want to marry your daughter. Then I inspect him and I say, I'm sure you are okay. I say, you want to marry my daughter? How much money do you have? Then I started, but I said, no, you don't have enough money to pay the bride price. So you are going to work for me for 14 years. All your salary every month comes to me in exchange for my daughter. Is that a blessing? Then afterwards, I tell you that you are blessed. How can that be a blessing? 14 years. Mi ye juma edi ajire. Min dibio. So Jacob was blessed, but he had to connect. That is why that night he said, no, if you don't bless me again, I thought you were blessed. So why are you saying you don't bless me? Bible says he wrestled with the angel of his destiny. If you are ready to wrestle with that prophecy, my father said something, I'm not seeing it. Then the angel said, listen, what your father said is true. The problem is that the name they gave you is blocking what your father said. So until I change that name, what your father said, it will just hang. You will die, you'll be buried with the prophecy. That was how he was free. May you be free in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Say, every prophecy hanging around my destiny, you will manifest by fire. Oh, you see, the way you're even saying, like you are whispering to the devil. Yeah, just whispering. I just say, every prophecy hanging around my destiny, command it. You will manifest by fire. Hey, you have to be aggressive, oh. Charlie, the devil, he doesn't respect grammar, oh. Doesn't respect whispering and talking nice. You have to be aggressive in your spirit. Can I hear an amen? Amen. And that was the spirit that Caleb demonstrated. He said, I'm ready to fight. I'll not leave it for my children. I'm 85 years, so I can't fight. So my children should come and suffer. I will fight for them. I'll fight so that they will inherit the land. 85 years, but he was thinking about his children. If I don't do it, my descendants, where would they stay? This is where Moses promised me. And up to now, you don't want to give it to me. I am ready to fight. Tell somebody, I'm ready to fight. Be ready to fight for the dreams you have. Be ready to fight. Be ready to fight for the vision you have. Be ready to fight for the aspirations, the things in your heart. You think they will just deliver because you have good thoughts? Good intentions don't manifest by themselves at all. In your scarcity, I mean, boami mami. And you can't know about some people in your scar. Because when you say, fear na ye. Because I dream power with him. You think the devil is a respecter of intentions? Have you realized that the good people in the family, they die early? Or you have not realized? The wicked people live long. I'm telling you. And the good people who don't help anybody in the family, they say, Bia can say, Bia to form. Bia is inflammable and a to form. Bibi the two na say. Something uprooted it. Because, good people, they are the target. So the fact that you are a good person already made you a target. You better don't pamper yourself that you say, I'm a good brother in the Lord. I go to church. I don't fornicate. I don't stay. I don't drink. I don't. My dear, that's why the devil even doesn't like you at all. Tell somebody, be ready for battle. Be ready to battle. Every day of your life, when you wake up and you are walking about in your house, you are hiding one corner, you are praying. 30 minutes of touching heaven before you step out to work. 30 minutes. 30 minutes. As for iron, you are blowing in tongues. You are 30 minutes. You are firing prayer. One day my daughter said, every day you are praying. Because when she comes to come and talk to me, I'm praying. As I'm ironing, I'm praying. As I'm clean, I'm praying. Anything you come in, if as I'm bathing here, I'm praying. That's how I spend my morning. Everything you see me doing, whether I'm polishing shoe or I'm ironing or anything, you come and meet me speaking in tongues alongside it. When you ask me a question, because you are human beings, I have to talk to you. Say, okay, yeah, it's here, it's there. Then I continue. I'm praying. Because I'm stepping out. I must take charge of my day. It's a warfare spirit. It's the spirit of Caleb. May you be baptized by that spirit. Amen. I said, may you be baptized by that spirit. Amen. And the next one is what? That's what I'm going to talk about. Okay, now let me talk about it. The next one is number 4. Is the spirit of responsibility. The spirit of responsibility. The spirit of responsibility. Just say, Caleb, not all you're responsible. A spirit of responsibility. Or you're responsible. You can say, oh, Abraham, you're responsible. But you should understand. This lady is a very responsible girl. Numbers 14. The spirit of responsibility. Let's be quick. But my servant, Caleb, has a different spirit and has followed me completely. I will bring him into the land which he has gone, and his descendants will inherit it. Said, my servant has a different spirit. So what is the spirit that Caleb had? Now, Caleb had a different spirit from the others. And one of that spirit is the spirit of responsibility. Now, what does it mean to be responsible? It means to take situations into your hands. Write it down. To take situations into your hands and to do something about it without expecting others to do it for you. To take situations into your hands and do something about it without expecting anybody to do it for you. Yeah. Taking your destiny into your hands. That's the spirit of responsibility. Oh, my. No. Taking your... You see, sometimes when we are Christians, we think Christianity is an irresponsible religion or an irresponsible faith. Tell somebody, Christianity is not an irresponsible faith. Write it down. It's very important. Christianity is not an irresponsible faith. And yet, you don't do anything. You are there. God will do it. Oh. God will do everything for you. It will see, baby. I will see. Unyeshi, fashion. Sanse, nyamibaye. I did uncle Ejima, nyamibaye. Everything is nyamibaye. And that is what we have made Christianity. So we wake up in the morning and sit down that the job will come from outside to come and meet us because God is distributing jobs. Yes, that's what our pastors taught us. But again, I repeat, Christianity is not an irresponsible faith. It's not a faith of irresponsibility. Amen. Doing something about it. Tell somebody, do something about it. Oh, you didn't say it. You are catching up. You are catching up. You are catching up. You are catching up. That is responsibility. Don't wait for someone to do it for you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Caleb didn't wait to be invited by Moses in order to save the day. Neither did he wait for someone to help him to capture the mountain. He didn't wait. He didn't just wait and stand there and watch and see how things will unfold as Moses was arguing with the people. As Moses was arguing with the people and the people were telling Moses that we will not follow you. Where we went to check, Caleb, the place is not good. As the conversation was going on, nobody invited Caleb. The Bible says that and Caleb quieted the people. Quieted them. He took responsibility. Say responsibility. It's like you are at the workplace and then something is going bad and you are waiting for your boss to come and solve it, why are you there? Can't you take initiative? Can't you use your discretion to try to save the day? That's what we call a responsible person. Obia owo bebia onchem ma bibi nsei onchem obi ma meye ohun se pe water rubber da ho na odinina askepe ni ofri mechi ni bra odu ho nfa. Say responsibility. Amen. Irresponsibility. You do something about it. So Caleb did not just stand by and just watch on as the others were arguing with the old man. He was not invited. He was not asked to speak. He's not the spokesperson. It's Aaron. Aaron is the spokesperson of Moses, not Caleb. He could have just stood his corner. But he said, please, 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 everybody quiet. We can take this land. He quieted the people. May you take responsibility wherever you are. And that is why God said that he had a different spirit. In your workplace, may you have a different spirit. In your family, may you have a different spirit. May you always take the initiative to solve problems even though you have not been invited. Ah, you didn't say an amen. Yeah. To solve issues even though you have not been invited. He took the initiative and he saved the situation. That is in Numbers 13, verse 30. And then 45 years down the lane, he repeated the same act of responsibility. 45 years after, he repeated the same action. He took responsibility. He said, Moses. He said, Joshua. By then, Joshua was in power. In Joshua chapter 14, verse 7, when you read it, he told Joshua, you were there, you were there. You were there when Moses promised me. When you read from verse 7, he said, you were there when Moses promised me that he's going to give me this land because I stood with God and I supported Moses. You were there, Joshua, you were there. So why is it that I've still not gotten it? It's been 45 years. Then he took the responsibility. He said, give me this land. You give me this land. Let me go and take it. Let me go and fight. Let me go and contend with them. That is a responsibility for you. He didn't say that, where is God who promised that he will give me the mountain? Let him come and do it. He's like, you are sitting down to wait that God will open the heavens and will bring you your partner, or God will open the heavens and will just land the job. You are just sleeping there. You just hear the voice, Ghana Commercial Bank, Ghana Commercial Bank, arise and go. Even that one, they will not start a new branch of the Ghana Commercial Bank in your room. Would they? Even that one, what must you do? You must get a bag, pick your bag, your certificate, and walk to Ghana Commercial Bank. Why? Because you heard from God. But when you get there, you must surrender your papers, and they look through it, and amazingly, they give you a job. But you did something. You did something. You walked there. You dared them. They could have insulted you and said, are you a crazy person? Why do you just come here like that? You applied here before. Why did you just walk in here? How can a man get up and go and sit by the riverside? I'm waiting for a bird to bring me food. Have you heard some before? Where did he have a meeting with the bird? Since when did the bird started hearing that go and prepare food and bring it to me? For an old man, a grown-up man in his right senses to walk from home, that's a journey initiative. Me kwa kotina nsu obi ano. Esan ze nyamia she me bo se. Anu me bi ono ankasa ni dia ni nsu ni di. Ebe chem. Odu wa. Obe ja abodo. Ope ni abodo nsu ni abo fra abodo. Ena certainly ene bed abodo. Have you seen the size of a bear's food before? So how many times would the bear drop the food for Elijah, an old man, to eat morning, afternoon, and evening? So when you read the Bible, then picture it, and you understand that miracles are in the Bible more than you even think. This old man left his house to go and sit down and expect a bear to drop food. It's insane. But he would have died of hunger even though God had prophesied if he had stayed in his house. True or not true? So listen, there is a job waiting for you, but you may die as unemployed if you don't move out. If you don't take responsibility, there may be a husband God has prepared for you. But once you have decided that you will be in your room, you will not get involved in anything, you will not even take steps, you will not look beautiful, you will not dress. Same responsibility. Now going to work and dress anyhow, everywhere you go, dress anyhow. Who will see you and even say, oh, this sister looks very beautiful. Ooh. Oh, God told Samuel that men look on the outside, but God looks on the inside. Nyankopono no bo nipa da senino. Onu tu samofo. Se inipa da senino omo she abontin. Ena me nyankopon me she emu. Ti nyame no nim se u ye good wife ma material. But a branche no nim. I'm fan of. Yeah, that the house no enye. Phone ye ba house no agbo.
Clap your two hands, buddy.
So you have to be responsible. Be responsible. Nobody will do it for you. You have to be responsible. You have to put yourself in order. You have to. You cannot just enter into let's say maybe a bank is trying to employ, and then you are a prayer person or you are a pastor, like you are anointed, and you enter into the bank. And banks, they want you to wear suit. They want you to wear shirt, tie. Well ironed, your shoes are sparkling. Then you enter and you are not well dressed. Your tie, the knot is here, western region, facing west. And then you just run and then you just get there like that. And you are not in the suit. You are not, and you want the bank. Go and check every bank. Even if you're a lady and you're looking for a job in a bank, you have to wear heels, high heels. You don't wear flat. More. They be responsible. Amen. There are things that God will not do for you. Tell the one by there are things God will never do it for you. Never do it for you. God doesn't do certain things for us. God will not go and do evangelism for us. He says your church will grow. You think he will go and do the evangelism for you? No, you have to go. It's responsibility. Also, be shower. I want to say for such a demi film. I was so here, Juma. You have to take steps. You can't just sit there and say, "Namisi this year." That is why every year 31st, watch it. Every year 31st, when I give you a team, I'll give you the first point to make the team work, and that is always born again. Watch it from today. You can write it down. First point, 31st. I've already showed you. It's born again. No matter the topic I'll bring, is born again. Spiritual connection. That's the foundation. But when we come on Sunday, watch it. The whole year, I'll be teaching you topic by topic that will help you to achieve that thing that I said. Because God's promises, they don't deliver by themselves. You must work them. Tell somebody, work it, work it, work it. Work it, work it, work it, work it. Work it. God says you are going to be great, but work it. Work it out. Don't just sit there and say that, Charlie, I'm going to be great. I have a future. And you know, I have a future. You know, I have a vision. And you are dating people who are giving you worse. Irresponsible people giving you worse. And they are not doing anything about it. Tell somebody, work on it. Work on it. Be seen working on your vision. Look at verse 10. Look at what Caleb said. The promise has come that he will inherit that whole mountain and get the resources, the gold, the stones, everything in it. The buildings, everything. Bible says, and now behold, the Lord has kept me alive as he said, these 45 years. So God promised him 45 years. So how long has yours been? Some of you, it's been 5 years since you started dreaming about something. Some of you, it's been 15 years. Some of you, it's been since you were born. You've been dreaming of becoming something. But you just don't want to work it out. You think you can just get up and become a medical doctor? You have to work it out. Just get up and be a pastor. I just didn't wake up and it happened. I had to go through years of training. Not a year, years. Serving my spiritual father alone took me more than 10 years. Just being under another pastor. More than 10. Bible school. I've been to about 4 different Bible schools. I said, you come to one Bible school in this church, you can't come. You are joking. 4 different Bible schools. Say preparation. So as I stand here now, My one leg is spiritual. My one leg is physical preparation. So it's very difficult for you to discuss something with me that I don't have an idea about.
You think I'm working anyhow?
I learn every day. If I meet new challenge, before you come out prepared, say responsibility. That is why when I come and stand here, you see me saying things and you wonder that so all these things in his head. Because I read, I listen, I watch, I research. You also have something you say God has called you to do, Abi? How responsible are you about it? How responsible? Uso si nyame di bibia to akoma so, obey lawyer, obey doctor, obey we, o dia dani nyum, ena oto. Enya kana obeka no. Eya namo na wutu no. So we are campus. Na se ohun se obi te nurse for classroom e sian dia. E was so concerned bi ka cho so be dani nurse. That's them now can. The fact said they be out in nurse for room Asian there no. Eba me timu da say banker. E don make us obey. Obey nurse ni. It's simple. So when I see what you are doing, the responsibility you are taking today, I can tell who you will be in the future. I can tell. Amen. Caleb took responsibility. I'm challenging somebody here. Take responsibility. The human over here, it's take responsibility. See how you make it work. See how. Okay, I don't know what I mean. Okay, they say I'm increasing. I don't know what I mean. Okay, I'm increasing my tithe. I'm increasing my savings. You have to plan. God doesn't throw it from heaven. How you plan it? Give me the scripture. Or I should stop.
I am on damn person.
Yeah, I don't like this.
Where she? Oh yeah, she in the line corner. Yeah, it's over. Casa utruta.
Amen. Don't leave your destiny in the hands of a man of God.
Tell the one by you. Tell him. Tell him what I just said.
Don't leave your destiny in the hands of a pastor. Don't. Or a prophet. That's you there. You are doing nothing. Nothing. You are waiting for the pastor to say this or the prophet to say this. You are doing nothing. So every day, you are looking for them. Everywhere. As you've left your destiny in their hands, you don't have any dreams of yours. There's nothing you are working on. You are waiting for them to come and tell you that your husband is from UK. He's coming. He's coming on the flight Emirates. You will land 27th October, Kotoka, 11 p.m. Don't accept anybody's proposal. But yes, singly. I know a woman on the park who was giving that prophecy. Even that problem that the husband is not in Ghana. I'm here being in.
That the Ashani comes there.
That the Ashani comes there. Nikula approaches because me who landing. The lady I'm talking to you about is still in Ghana. He didn't get anybody to marry her. Still in Ghana. She's down there. She said, "Amika say there. Say Amika put a million fee due. Say I don't know the over. But I'm 40, baby, almost 50. Oh yeah. So baby, a due there. She say ready, bim. I'm telling you. Meanwhile, you may not know how God would have worked it. You may have married somebody who eventually will relocate. You see, when a prophecy comes, then be careful how you interpret it. Because those who are even telling you, their problem is that they don't know the meaning. They just tell you the picture they saw, but they don't know the meaning. So they interpret some of the things to you wrongly. And that's what destroyed many people. How the prophet said it. That's why sometimes they will see two children. They don't know. They will ask you, do you have a child? Because I see two. What's the two? I have two children. Oh, okay. Because I see two children. It's not everything the prophets know. They see picture. The interpretation. One buana. That's why they ask you questions. One buana. Only few of them once in a while. Not namias the casa council. See. But most of them. Hey, Asher. Obe bano no abe casa will be out in an answer. Not the casa on mic. Because of a so sure say, Obe buana manati ase. Now for onya mic man. Why any show? That's how they prophesy now. And I'm telling you that you don't live your life in the hands of a man of God. Don't. Use godly wisdom. Say godly wisdom. Somebody comes to propose to you. What's the godly wisdom? Pray first. Pray. When you pray and God says he's not the one, let him go. It means that the right person who will relocate to UK is coming. But don't say that they said, so anybody's no. So Caleb told Moses that 45 years ago, the prophecy came to me that I'll get this land. Look at verse 11. Verse 11, quickly. As yet I am as strong this day as I was in that day that Moses sent me. As my strength was, even so my strength is now. And I told you that is a faith confession because physically it's not realistic. But both to go out and to come in. Then verse 12. He said, now therefore give me this mountain whereof the Lord spoke in that day. For thou heardest that day, you heard it on that day, how the Anakims were there, and that the cities were great, and they were friends. So be the Lord will be with me. Then I shall be able to drive them all out. Amen. As the Lord has said. As the Lord has said, I want to enter there and achieve it. As the Lord has said. So my case is that as the Lord has said, you will be great. What are you doing about it? Caleb said, the Lord has said, so give me permission to go and make it happen. So today I challenge you. Whatever you have dreamt about, whatever you have desired, whatever you have as your vision, whatever you want to achieve, God doesn't achieve it for you. God's grace is made available for you. But you must take your destiny into your hands. You must take that prophecy into your hands. You must take that dream into your hands and work it out. Tell somebody, be responsible. Be responsible. Clap your two hands. Be responsible. Amen. If you are not responsible, you'll be in trouble. Be responsible. Hallelujah. Rise up to you.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.